promise myself that I will keep still, not move around too much. Good morning and welcome again, the guys from the Netherlands. It's an incredible honor for us to have you. Thank you for coming. Many of you heard the kids. It was fantastic for me to be there most of the week, eat popcorns and other candies with the kids. So it was an exciting time. And Jesus, rescue me when you are lonely. Jesus will rescue. When you are fearful, Jesus will rescue. When you are in fear, Jesus will rescue you. And we were so excited about the theme. And the thing that touched me a lot was to see the kids get excited about God and about the Word of God. The theme today is My Heart, His Word. Okay. But let me just tell you a story. Our last class yesterday, we were talking from Ephesians. The kids were reading Ephesians. And it says that that God's power, yeah, raised Christ from the dead. So, and the pastor that was teaching us was describing power. So the power comes from a Greek word, dynamo, which the word dynamite came from. And so, how many know dynamite? Oh, all the kids were putting their hands up. You know, dynamite is very powerful. It's also very useful if we use it correctly, you know. It blows up rocks, so you can see the imagination going on around in the minds of these kids. Okay, let's go back to our verses. The two things, power and race. So, God, power, yeah, and explode Jesus from the grave. So thinking about dynamite, we talk about explosion, yeah? So instead of them saying, raise Christ from the dead, one of the kids stood up, explode Christ from the dead. I was like, yes, yes. God's power, his glory, his manifesting power, we cannot comprehend. So, I'm excited because the kids were so excited about the Word of God. And my kids came home and they were talking about this. It's very important for our kids, especially in the world that we live in. Amen? In the time where we're in. Last week at the local newspaper here, Aftonbladet, they put out an article about the young people up north. And they were talking about the story, how they were struggling, these teenagers in school, to live as Christian. It's difficult. This is happening now. And, you know, my wife brought the newspaper. We were looking at it together. And we live in a day and a time in which being a Christian, our children, in the next 10 years, how would they respond to the suppress that comes from society? Especially being a secular society where the rejection of religion and anything to do with God, how will our kids stand up in what they believe in? And I believe it is the role of the church and the parents, as we as Christian, this is not but to prepare them that one day they will be challenged in their faith. They will be challenged in not one day, they already are, in preschool, in kindergarten here, That's just the way we live. That's the world we live in today. And as a church, the challenge for us is not that we succumb to this, but stand strong in our faith. And that's why I like SIC, is that because we want to speak the word of God. Amen? That we are grounded, a community and a society and families that are grounded and rooted in the teaching of God's word. So when I see this little kid going on excited that Jesus explode, I said, what do you mean by explode? He said, you know, he made the grave explode. I said, nice, I like that. You know, that our children know their faith in God, that their lives are rooted, that they can go back and point in the scripture as they grow up. I grew up in a Christian family. It doesn't mean that I was perfect. You know, I did some stupid stuff as a teenager. Yeah. At some point, my grandmother was worried that I will go in my own way. You know, but there are things that's been taught to me. The power of God's words that's there, and the prayer of the parents, the grandparents, and those who are part of our Christian community. And as a teenager, that I came back to the truth, that I came back with conviction in my heart that I need God. This verse that we were just reading, I'd like to read from the Message translation. Let me just read that out to all of us. At about the same time, Jesus left the house and sat on the beach. You know, remind us of the vacation we've been. In no time at all, the crowd gathered along the shore, forcing him to get in the boat. Now, verse 3 and 8 says, what do you make of this? A farmer planted a seed. He scattered the seed. Some fell on the road. The birds ate it. Some fell on the gravel. It sprouted quickly, but it didn't put down roots. So when the sun came out, it withered, just as some quickly. Some fell in the weeds as it came up. It was tangled. Some fell on good earth and produced good harvest. And then he said to them, are you listening? You really listening? But I will add in, can you put up again the passage that we read here? Matthew chapter 13. You go to 21. Yeah. But since he has no roots, he lasts only a short time. When trouble and persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. Go back to 20. Let me read here. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky place is the man who hears the word at once. He receives it with joy. And then, 21, let me just read it here. But since he has no roots, he lasts only for a short time. When trouble and persecution comes, the word quickly falls away. That's the challenge for us as believers, as Christians today. How are we living in the word? how important it is for us to live and trust in the written word of God. The last semester we've been talking about the book of Ephesians, and there are a lot of amazing stuff that we talked about, that we heard. Paul in Ephesians remind us of how we've been chosen, how God adopted us, and how he has given us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee in our lives, as a seal for us, how he has brought us from the outside and brought us in and include us in his promise. Now, how many of us easily forgotten what we've been talking about? We had a good time in Denmark. And wonderful sun, we swim a lot. And then one day, our daughter came and said, "Mom, are we going to pray and talk about the Bible?" Because we promised them that when we go on vacation, we'll do devotion and all these things. You know, we're going to talk about God. We'll continue our life there. And then we were really enjoying the blessings of the sun and the swimming. And a few days, so our daughter came and reminded us, "You guys said you will talk about the Bible? Oh, okay, well, come. We'll do this. The message today is to encourage us never to let go of God. Yeah. It says here, the man who was so excited about God's word, he was so excited, and then after that he left it and he forgot him. So the word of God for us today, don't let go of his word. Amen? Hold on to it. Go back to the word. It's very simple. It's a simple, but as we have it as a lifestyle for us, our children, they will catch up to it. They will not go to bed and say, "Dad, you haven't prayed." "Oh, okay. You have to read the Bible." "Oh, all right, yeah, sorry. Let's do it." That it becomes a life pattern and a lifestyle for the kids to know the connection and realize that it's not just an emotional thing, that there is a relationship, that God is speaking to us through his living word by the Holy Spirit, giving us the strength and the joy to receive his word, and the humility to be broken when his words convict us or instruct us to adjust our life to God. So today, I want to remind us afresh. We're coming back. We're starting a new season. We're ready to go back to work. Those who study, ready to go back to study. The Word of God, we should not let go of it. I saw how excited our children was last week, and I want us to team up together as parents and as church members, to lay the right foundation, not only for us, but for our children. Like that little girl, I like the illustration that she gave, that the power of God explode Jesus from the grave. And so as I ask her, what do you mean by that? "Oh, Jesus' power explode all the rocks and everything." That she understood the power of Jesus. Simple. Time will come. There are voices out there that will drown the very fact, the very faith, and the very truth that we believe. And as a church, we become that shining light, a beacon that stands firm in the midst of the waves and the voices and all the ideas of the world to proclaim the truth of God's word and who Jesus is, and that salvation comes from him. Let's hold on to the word. Ephesians explained clearly about a man who is not rooted, not solid, but is easily swayed by the waves of life. I hope that today, this simple passage we read, simple story that we hear, reminds us of how important it is. Not only for me as a father to take seriously God's word in my life as my foundation, but also that I'll pass it on to my children, that we become a church that makes that impact and create that environment and lifestyle to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who come into our community. Amen? Amen? Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, you know us. You know our shortfalls. As we read how important it is for us, not just to hear your word, but to be grounded in your word. We pray that we will, as individuals, will continue to commit ourselves in claiming and living on your word. Help us to be true and faithful. Give us the strength to stand in our faith in this world. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I will invite us to stand together. In response to the word of God, I want us to read together our statement of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord, his only Son, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again, descended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated.